Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, to help all of the rose lovers out there, what are we supposed to do to protect our roses from freezing temperatures?
We've had a lot of customers coming in recently asking how to protect their roses through the winter months. And what we generally recommend is, well, first of all, you've got to determine how badly your rose needs to be protected. And by that I mean, do you know if your roses are grafted or if they're not grafted? The old-fashioned roses like hybrid teas, grandifloras, floribundas, those are all grafted because they're impossible to root. Some roses are easy to root, some are impossible, and some are in between. The roses that are impossible to root, the only way that you can make more of them is to graft the top of the rose onto a vigorous root system. And the root system that we generally use in this part of the world is one called Father Hugonus. Now, it's not grown for its flowering. In fact, if your grafted rose sprouts from below the graft and it grows from the root system, it will flower, but it'll be a small, single, maroon-colored flower that does not last very long. And that's not the rose that you bought and planted in your garden to cut flowers to take into your house. So if that happens, it's best to just dig it up and replace it. So if you determine that you've got a grafted rose, what we recommend is a mulch or a soil conditioner, and you mix that about 50-50 with the existing soil that's in the garden around your roses, and then you just pile that up in the center of your rose bush like a little pyramid, maybe a foot tall, maybe a foot wide, and that protects the graft from the hard freezing and thawing all winter long. It also holds moisture around the graft to keep it happy and pliable. So if you decide your roses are not grafted, and those are like the knockout roses, home run roses, even some of the English roses called David Austin roses, some of those are grafted and some of them are not, and it'll say on the tag that's on your rose bush whether or not it's grafted. If you're not sure, then of course err on the side of caution and go ahead and mix up a little soil and protect them through the winter. I wouldn't recommend pruning them this time of the year. Just mound up some soil on them and let them go until spring. You can start pruning them next spring when you first see signs of the bud swelling or the leaves emerging. That way you know how much is winter killed and you can prune it back to that point.
Well, thanks, Lynn. Where are you located?
Well, we've got two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.